Good morning. This is your Tesla Daily Update for Thursday, July 30th, 2026. Today's edition focuses on the latest verified developments published this week, including new energy agreements, a supplier dispute affecting Cybertruck production, and scrutiny of Tesla's autonomous driving test operations. First, Tesla has signed a long-term agreement to purchase 90% of the output from Project Stirling in Arizona. According to Electrek, the project will combine 509 megawatts of solar generation with a 360-megawatt battery system. The facility is being developed by Contour Global and is expected to begin operating in 2028. The arrangement points to Tesla securing large amounts of renewable electricity and storage capacity through long-duration contracts. Second, Tesla has also agreed to buy the entire output of the planned Lumen Farm solar project in Northeast Texas. The facility is expected to provide 140 megawatts of alternating current capacity. Construction is scheduled to begin in 2027, with commercial operation targeted for 2029. Together, the Arizona and Texas agreements expand Tesla's role as a major buyer of utility-scale renewable power. Third, Tesla is asking a federal judge for emergency access to tooling held at a supplier's plant in Troy, Texas. Electrek reports that Angstrom Automotive Group is closing the facility and has not allowed Tesla to retrieve dies used for Cybertruck production. Tesla says the dispute could prevent it from building several thousand vehicles already committed to customers. The court process will determine whether Tesla can quickly recover the equipment and limit disruption. Separately, a former Tesla self-driving test manager has filed a wrongful termination lawsuit. The complaint alleges that the Houston test fleet was understaffed and created safety risks before the city's robo-taxi launch. These are allegations in active litigation, not established court findings, and Tesla will have an opportunity to respond. Looking at the market, Tesla shares finished the most recent trading session on Wednesday, July 29th, at $298.32. Yahoo Finance data showed the quoted close essentially unchanged from the preceding session, with a difference of less than 1 cent. That is all for today's Tesla update. Follow the linked sources for further details, and stay tuned for the next edition.